Now, 10 days sitting in the post office, that's unacceptable.
The Skagway Post Office gets the attention of the Postmaster General, and Klukwan visits with Senator Lisa Murkowski about housing and energy issues. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. During her visit to Skagway last week, Senator Lisa Murkowski heard complaints from several residents about slow mail service in the town. On Monday, Murkowski sent a letter to the Postmaster General in Washington, D.C., asking for his immediate assistance. With no pharmacy in town, most residents in Skagway get their prescription medications through the mail, like diabetic Tim Cochran.
My big concern as a diabetic is I get my prescriptions for medication through the mail, as do most everyone that has a prescription of any kind here in Skagway. Now, if we have local mail that's taking 10 days within the post office to get delivered, what's happening with the stuff that's outlying and coming in? I can't wait 10 days for medication.
Cochran wasn't the only resident who voiced his complaint to the sender last week when she was in Skagway. Shop owners complained they weren't getting stock in a timely manner. Others said it has taken up to 20 days for priority mail to be delivered, and the community has gone up to 5 days without any mail delivery at all. On Monday, Cochran, who also manages the local Petro Marine plant, said he had just received a payment from a customer dated May 25th.
A local customer of our company has a postmark. We received it today, postmarked it, went in the post office on the 25th of May. And here it is the 4th of June, and we just received it today in our box. And I've been checking the mail every day, two and three times a day. Now, 10 days sitting in the post office, that's unacceptable, because that customer is paying their bill.
Most residents attribute the slow service to understaffing at the post office, especially during the summer months. While the post office is authorized to have a postmaster and three additional workers in the summer, none of the seasonal positions are filled this year. The postmaster at the Skagway Post Office did not want to comment on this situation. But Cochran, who also sits on the Skagway Assembly, worked at the post office several years ago. He said he worries that the Postal Service, in its recent budget cuts, looks at a location's population rather than volume when deciding to slash funding or staff. In Skagway, that means overlooking the nearly 800,000 cruise ship passengers that come to town each summer.
The decisions are being made by population and not by volume. Our post office, I work there at this post office here in Skagway, and our volume is more than the Valley and Juneau in the summer. These cruise ships come in, they have thousands of postcards and letters. They purchase thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars in stamps.
In her letter to Postmaster General Patrick Donahue, Murkowski said the Alaska District needs to figure out why it's so hard to fill the post office positions in Skagway. The senator also said Postal Service leadership should travel to the town this week to discuss the concerns with the community. And then, she wrote, she would like to hear from Donahue about the steps he plans to take to fix the situation. Also last week, when Senator Murkowski came to the Lynn Canal, she spent Friday morning in Klukwan visiting with the community and the Chilkoot Indian Village leadership. One of the main topics of discussion between the senator and the village was the need for housing. Tribal President Kimberly Strong said there are several housing issues of concern. One is that the 30-year lease under which Tlingit and Haida Regional Housing Authority operated housing in the village has expired. But, Strong said, they left structures that need to be disposed of.
There's at least six vacant houses that the tribe considers abandoned by them. They feel like they've done all that they can do by coming in and boarding up the houses. They've put them up for sale. They want $25,000 for a structure that really probably should be taken down. It's in really sad shape.
There's also a general lack of housing in Klukwan, Strong said, and that limits the abilities of families to stay or come back to the village.
We do have a lot of families that have moved away because of the lack of housing, and we're just trying to find avenues to get housing in Klukwan and bring up our human resource base.
Energy was another topic discussed with the senator. While kilowatt hours are expensive in the village, Murkowski noted that the Power Cost Equalization Program is not available for businesses or schools.
They're paying 59 cents a kilowatt hour out there. As individuals, of course, a commercial business, you know, you don't get PCE. I think we recognize that if you don't have affordable energy, your options are just seriously limited.
Ann Murkowski said, with such high energy costs, it becomes difficult for small communities and villages to grow or sustain their population.
I think as a community, they're looking to how they can become that permanent home. You need to have housing. You need to have affordable energy. You need to have that opportunity.
Murkowski also visited Klukwan's Hospitality House and Cultural Camp. The senator has seen plans for the upcoming cultural center, but has never been to the village, Strong says.
It's really good that she came and put her feet on the ground and had a real opportunity to walk through our traditional knowledge camp, the hospitality house. She was able to go into the longhouse and hear a little bit of the story of the longhouse and look at the 37-foot cedar canoe. And it was really a good experience for the community to have the senator. Good, and I think that it was a great opportunity to get her to see the things that we've been talking about over the years.
A Sitka Democrat has filed to run for the State House against incumbent Bill Thomas. 23-year-old Jonathan Christ Tompkins declared his candidacy on Friday, which was the filing deadline. Thomas, a Haines Republican, added Sitka to his district when the state redrew legislative boundaries. Christ Tompkins was born and raised in Sitka and graduated from Sitka High School in 2007. He has completed all of his coursework at Yale and will graduate once his thesis is complete.
I love Alaska. I love Sitka. I love Southeast Alaska. And I think one of the best ways to contribute to a place you love is to try to create value there. And I think politics and policy is a really important way to create value, and that it governs the way we all live to a certain extent, and hopefully does that in a way for the better.
Christ Tompkins has not previously held an elected office, but volunteered for the U.S. Senate campaign of former Alaska Governor Tony Knowles in 2004, during his freshman year of high school. He also volunteered for President Barack Obama's 2008 campaign. Technically, Christ Tompkins has filed for the August primary ballot, but with no other Democrats in the race, his advancement to the November ballot is almost certain. That puts him up against Thomas, a four-term Republican incumbent who co-chairs the powerful House Finance Committee. But Christ Tompkins said redistricting makes it anyone's race.
I wouldn't be running if I didn't think I could win. And part of this district is pretty new to me. And part of this district is pretty new for him. In fact, more of this district is new for him than it is for me. And so I think it's a bit of a question mark for both of us.
Thomas disagrees.
Been 8 years in the legislature, and like I said, I knew Ben Grusendorf and Dick Eliason, and I think that Sitka respects leadership and experience.
Thomas is a commercial fisherman, something he says will help him in Sitka. He says he wasn't surprised to find a challenger on the candidate list when the deadline passed on Friday.
I've never met the young man, but I look forward to it, and we'll just see what happens, I guess. I wasn't surprised. I was probably more surprised I didn't have a Republican opponent than anything.
The Alaska primary election is August 28th. The general election takes place November 6th. The King Salmon Derby wrapped up this weekend in Haines, with the winning fish weighing in at 41.9 pounds. It was caught Saturday night by Mark Larson of Haines. He wins about $4,000 in cash and prizes for his lunker. Derby coordinator Kim Larson said 50 fish were caught during the two weekends of the Derby, with about 160 people purchasing season or daily tickets. The Derby banquet is set for 4 p.m. Sunday at the Eagle Foundation, where about $19,000 in cash and prizes will be awarded. This is Margaret Friednauer for KHNS News. Thanks to Ed Ronco for his report. And thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS welcomes comments from the public on topics important to you. If you'd like to make a commentary to air on your local community radio station, check our website at khns.org under Community. Each listener commentary airs twice, once in the evening and once in the morning after your local news. Think of it as a letter to your neighbors. It's a KHNS commentary from listeners like you.